The next section of this tape focuses on the techniques and training for Blue Belt Fourth Cup, aiming to achieve their red tag. Red symbolises danger, warning the opponent to stay away and the student to exercise caution.
The pattern for Blue Belt Fourth Cup is Jungun. This consists of 32 moves, beginning with Moa Chumbisogi B. This stance is similar to Moa Chumbisogi A at the beginning of Wonhyo. The difference is in the positioning of the hands. They're held together in the same way, but at waist height, the fingers of the covering left hand facing forwards. Jungun is named after the patriot, An Jungun, who assassinated Hirobumi Ito, the Japanese Governor General of Korea. He was the man who played a leading part in the Korea-Japan merger. There are 32 movements in this pattern, which represent Mr. An's age when he was executed in the Lusung prison in 1910.
In 1905, Japan and Korea signed the Treaty of Protection, which gave Japan a governing role in the country. The Korean Emperor, Kojong, argued that it had been signed in duress. His protestations then led to his forced abdication. Hostility grew amongst the Korean people to their new all-powerful allies. The first Japanese resident general was Hirobumi Ito, who took up office in 1906. To quash any uprising among the peasants, photos of rebellious Koreans being executed were distributed by the Japanese. When the hostility continued, the Japanese decided to annex Korea, effectively making it part of Japan. Hirobumi Ito was assassinated at Harbin Railway Station on the 26th of October 1909. This desperate struggle for independence only fueled the annexation. The old Korea came to an end on the 29th of August 1910. Fourth Cup students also progress to the advanced level of three-step semi-free sparring. Here, the attacker may start with either leg back and then executes any three consecutive techniques, hand or foot. The defender blocks or evades and counters with any hand or foot technique. The blue belt grading also includes more techniques from two-step sparring. Number 5. The attacker executes a back kick with the right leg, steps down, and then forward with a high section palm heel strike to the jaw.
The defender steps back with the right leg into L stance with a waist block. Stepping back again, the strike is deflected with an inward outer forearm block. The student then slips forward into walking stance with a reverse knife hand strike to the solar plexus.
Number 6. The attacker steps forward with a high section turning kick with the right leg, then steps down and forward into left walking stance with a high section arc hand strike to the neck or bridge of the nose.
The defender steps to the left into sitting stance with a twin straight forearm block against the kick. Then stepping back with the right leg into L stance, the arc hand is stopped with a hooking block. The defending student then keeps hold of the opponent's arm and executes a left midsection side kick, pulling the opponent onto the kick.
Number 7. The attacker steps forward into fixed stance with a side fist strike with the right hand, then follows with a midsection reverse turning kick with the left leg.
The defender steps back with the left leg into L stance and uses a twin outer forearm block, then slides out with the right foot into right L stance with guarding block. The counterattack is a high section reverse turning kick with the right leg.
Finally, number 8. The attacker begins with a right midsection side kick, then places the foot down and spins anti-clockwise into right L stance and executes a high section left knife hand strike.
The defender steps back into right L stance and blocks with an inward inner forearm waist block. They then take the left leg back to the right and then step back again into right L stance with knife hand guarding block. The counterattack is to jump forward and to the side of the opponent, landing in X stance with a back fist strike to the back of the head.
That's the end of the preset sparring, but there are other forms of training which use sparring techniques. These are included in training sessions and gradings. One form is one-for-one sparring. This is mainly used for stamina for intermediate and advanced students. Attackers and defenders begin in fighting position, that is a more relaxed version of L stance with forearm guarding block. On the command, one student will attack with a single technique. When this attack is finished, the other student attacks immediately, and so on. Although this is a stamina exercise, it does not mean that the techniques should be sloppy. They should be crisp and well executed.
The Korean terminology for fourth cup is as follows. Dolyeon Juk.
This is a forging post. It's a stout wooden pole, which is used as a training aid to condition the body.
Yop Balbadak.
Side Song.
Bandal Son.
Arc Hand.
Dwit Balsogi.
Rear foot stance, as in the third movement of Jungun. The back leg is straight and supports 90% of the weight. The ball of the front foot is placed on the ground at right angles to the rear foot and stabilizes the body.
Nachua Sogi.
This is another new stance found in Jungun. It is a low stance, in fact, a longer version of walking stance, about two shoulder widths in length.
Some basic moves include Kyocha Maki.
X block.
Nullio Maki.
Pressing block, also from Jungun.
Neria Maki.
Downward block.
Doro Maki.
Scooping block.
Dolio Jurugi.
Turning punch.
Sang Dwiji Bo Jurugi.
Twin upset punch.
Wi Palkup Tairigi.
Upper elbow strike from Jungun.
Nerio Chagi.
Downward kick.
Dwi Chagi.
Back kick.
Nullio Chagi.
Pressing kick.
Yopcha Tolgi.
Side thrust kick.
Bande Dolio Goro Chagi.
Reverse turning hook kick.
Yongsok Chagi.
Consecutive kick.